Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's happening?
You guys are so dumb.
Hello, Tim Tams. Welcome to Sports. The podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's Dop.
Hey.
And this is today's question.
Hi, Katie Nolan. I love you as well. I am a little drunk, student at the University of Minnesota. I am curious as to how you got into sports in the first place and being like an actual news broadcaster and everything. Very cool. So I would love to hear myself on the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
That was the best, most honest. I would love to hear myself on the podcast. I just want to get. Yeah, that's actually how it happened. Girl with no name.
I'm gonna say Sarah. Oh, okay.
Feels like a Sarah or a Michelle.
Well, she's the University of Minnesota. So she's younger than us. Oh. So it's got to be like a more recently popular name,
like
not a 90s
okay.
popular name.
Bridget. Recently popular, Doc. Okay, recently popular.
I'm totally blanking.
Who's the drunk girl of the generation below us? Who's the Ashley of the generation below us? My Ashley friends get drunk.
Well.
So do Katie's, but I just don't know
I was going to say, I would have said Katie.
Steph? Does anyone name their kid Steph anymore?
I think Steph's still too close to us.
Yeah. What's the man? Riley?
Nora?
I feel like they did boy names as good. Ryan?
Mm.
Maybe your name's Ryan.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
I think
I knew that.
Charlotte? No, that's still...
She sounds like a Sarah to me.
Okay.
Or like a something with a T.
Is this because you don't want to answer the question as to how you got into sports?
I don't think we...
Wait, did you say turtle? Yeah.
I could not think of... This is why I'd be bad at improv. Like, say anything. Oh, to tree trunk. Yeah, I don't... did she ask a question? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I don't either.
I think she asked if... we get the transcriptions and this one had trouble. It says being like an actual news Rochester, which I think was news brag. She asked how I got into sports. My family liked sports. I'm from Boston, so my dad got me into, you know, baseball. My brother played hockey, and you don't really get a choice when you live in Boston. And then how I became a news broadcaster, I called into... You basically took step one. Today, get drunk, call in, make some content. Put this in your reel. You made content, and just keep making more content. And that's how you get. I like that you laughed from the beginning to the end of the voicemail. That was my favorite part. If I had to name a favorite part, because it's like she was laughing at something before it even started. And I do like that she said, I love you, too, because I think I said, I say I love you at the end of the voicemail.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I recorded that 18 times.
What?
So I kept being like, this feels not natural.
I remember that.
I deleted them.
No, you told me about
Wes
it,
I didn't Wes it.
No, but listen.
I didn't give you all 18. I kept hitting the, to try again. I'm like, she's right, I should try again.
I should do it.
If you want to hear this lovely answering machine that we have, the number, 860-506-5571. We're going to do an all voicemails podcast, not next week, but the week after that. But the date is the what now? The April of the...
One of the Aprils, yeah.
25th. Stop with
Thank
the
you.
Facts. Very on brand. So the 25th, we're going to do all voicemails, but we're going to record that next week. I'm telling you too much. You don't need to know all this. Just leave voicemails this week so that we'll have plenty to choose from for when we record that all voicemails one. Because I got to go to Vegas, for literally a day.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting as it sounds. Number 860-506-5571. Save it in your phone. Call, leave a voicemail. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah. Okay. What is happening? Stop. Bringing nothing to the table. Bringing
nope.
nothing to the table.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. This week on the podcast, we are going to talk about
what just happened. How are we so far off the rails already?
I don't know. It's not going to be great or counterpoint.
Or
going to be perfect. Because I just realized I started writing the sentence. I never finished it. So we're going to, this week on the pod, we're going to talk about the NHL playoffs, a football player getting arrested, but for something that's actually funny. And then I just put a comma and I didn't. And a third thing to be named later. But first, Hotel Tonight is a, it's sponsor of the podcast. I didn't write this in a, I don't have a bit. Give me a bit. How do you want me to do the Hotel Tonight read?
Why don't you do it like your turtle from the voicemail?
Okay, so my motivation, I'm a drunk University of Minnesota student.
Yes.
So I'm drunk and I'm cold.
Yes. Mm.
Okay. Hotel Tonight, the company that partners with awesome hotels to help them sell their unsold rooms. Which means you get amazing deals. Amazing. Unlike flights or other travel stuff, hotel rates actually get cheaper at the last minute. You get rewarded for being lazy or forgetful. I love that. But also, I know I said it's called Tonight, but you can book up to 100 days before tonight in the top destinations and then up to a week in advance everywhere else. I am tired. What? Can I just put my head down for a second on your shoulder? Ugh. Anyway, it's great if you're like a person on plans I had like Jessica, but it's also great if you're like me and you just forget to do stuff because you're busy. Oh no, and he's texting me. Don't talk to me. I have to go soon. You need a hotel, three taps and a swipe. Boom! You have a room. Boom! You have a room. The best thing about it is you don't get a whole list of like a bunch of hotels. You just get like a couple. And so you don't have to like, oh no, this one's 3 stars. This website says 5 stars. This website says 2 stars. This is just like all the good ones, you know? So it's just like, you just click it. And then like I said, boom, you have a room. Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room. We should go to karaoke. Why don't we go to karaoke anymore? Hold on, I have to finish this thing. The perks, they have a perks program that's really great. And it's so fun. And download the app now. I think I'm still drunk from yesterday, so that was too easy.
That was too real.
At one point, I went into like a child, and then I was like, nope, we're doing the wrong voice. We're doing the wrong voice.
Can we do all of our ad reads voices from now on?
Are you crying?
Really funny.
We should make, is there a way we can make a wheel? I feel like every good radio show or podcast has a wheel where it's like, spin the wheel. We could do a spin the wheel for like what my motivation is for each ad read.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Do you know how to make those things?
A wheel? I've never heard of that.
Wow.
Of the wheel?
Yeah.
You don't have to reinvent it, Dob. You just have to make it.
I'll be in charge of it.
I'm sure there's an app.
To make a wheel?
Yeah, I'm sure you can just like fake spin a wheel. You want to make it. But we move around so much.
It doesn't have to be a big one.
I'd like it to have some heft to it.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to spin it like, oh, can you make like the Wheel of Fortune? No, not the Wheel of Fortune. The Price is Right where it's like, doot, doot.
Can you attach a little buzzer to it every time?
Real ambitious here.
Yeah! That was the best impression of anything I've ever done in my life. I wasn't even going to let you guys step on it. I just kept talking and I was like, this is working for me. Okay, podcast.
Did you finish that?
No. The read?
Yeah.
I said download the app. It's not my fault. There's no button.
No, you're right.
We should stop doing ad reads for, I should have brought that up in the meeting today. we should have ones that are like, go to this/Katie Nolan so people know when you're using my.
Right. I'd like the Katie Nolan room, please.
Or just like, no, not that. Not like a Kapua suite. I mean, like, if you go to allbirds.com/Katie Nolan, then they know that like, oh, it's not just two people.
Oh, right.
Then they can see how many people. Maybe I don't want that. Anywho, this week on the podcast, in case you haven't been able to tell yet, we're going to go a little off the rails. I didn't plan on starting that early, but we're already there. So we're going to do the thing where I kept a list in my phone of all the stuff I wanted to talk about. And I'm going to go through it with the help of my good and patient friends. I wrote that in the script to remind me to stop being so mean all the time. To you, Ashley.
Oh.
Okay. Now, come on.
But actually, I know I just said I want to talk about things, but the first thing I wanted to talk about was that I wanted you to tell me about WrestleMania because guess what? Didn't watch it.
Oh, come on.
It was pay per view. I'm not ready. I'm not there with my relationship with the WWE yet. I'm not ready to pay per viewing of it.
Well, if you were a new subscriber, it would have been free.
Wow. You waited to tell me that till now.
They spent the whole pre-show saying that. So there's
why would I have tuned into the pre-show?
Because I asked you to and you promised you would.
I promise?
Yeah. I don't remember a promise.
You did say you were going to watch it.
Okay.
You did. Okay.
Hear me out. I was going to, but then I played video games. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It was a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. I'd say overall B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question mark.
So it started off good and then kind of went downhill towards the end. Mm-hmm. The biggest headlines were Daniel Bryan coming back, which you talk about. It was like he never missed a step.
Right.
He was so excited to be there. Like, cool. Okay.
No, I'm just trying to move it on. Move it
I'm
along.
Going. I'm going.
Give
I'm
me
going.
The digested version.
I did.
Like a baby bird eating a meal.
Ooh. So Braun Strowman needed a tag team partner and everyone wanted to know who's going to be. He pulled in a little kid from the crowd to be his partner.
Oh, cool.
Because he's like, I don't actually need one. So he did all the wrestling.
This little kid. That's really rude to the child.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need one, so I'm just going to get this kid who doesn't know shit about shit. The poor kid's like, I am strong.
Yeah, Nicholas.
Did he get tag teamed in?
He tagged in and then he tagged right back out.
Oh.
But he was a champion. He got a belt.
Not a good look.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
it was
a good look.
It was great. You need to watch it.
It's not a good look.
Did his mom have to sign a waiver to let him into the ring?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, his dad, I think, is one of the refs. So, like, you know, it was
collusion.
Like the son of a WWE employee.
Oh, if this weren't already fake, I'd say that seems a little rigged.
It was funny. They had to relinquish
that
their
was my chair.
Their
I moved
belt.
My chair. It sounded like a fart.
Candy just farted.
I moved my chair and it sounded like a fart. Sorry, Ashley. Tell me more.
They relinquished their belts because Nicholas had a previous time commitment because he's in fourth grade and he couldn't compete.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey.
Sure.
Crushed. She did so well.
What does that mean?
That she acted good.
No, well, she acted well and wrestled really well. Like, it was really impressive.
Cool.
She, you know.
She's good at the fight and stuff.
She was very, very impressive in her debut. People are saying it may be the best WWE debut of all time.
Damn, girl.
And the thing I want to ask you about afterwards,
yeah.
She was like, you know what? I'm really happy I lost those last couple UFC events because it led me here. And I was like, I don't know that I'd buy that entirely. You know,
as I believe it was George Washington once said, maybe it was Rascal Flatts.
One of those two.
God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. It was Rascal Flatts. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's definitely Rascal Flatts. But it's bullshit. That's a thing you can only ever say in hindsight. Well, I'm glad I lost because now I'm in the WWE. Mm-hmm. But like, this is her debut.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen now.
Right.
So while I get what she's saying, I don't think we pull that trigger yet. I think that's the story you hold on to until like you've got a wildly successful career in the WWE and you're like, man, I'm actually kind of glad I lost those matches because look at what I have now. But if you get ahead of yourself and you say it after your debut, that's kind of like what happened to Rousey in the UFC.
Oh,
because everybody was like, she's the best. We even for a couple weeks had the conversation about like, is she bad for women's UFC? Because she's so dominant. No one's ever going to beat her. And then she got beat a bunch.
Yeah.
So like, let's not get ahead of ourselves in the WWE. Rhonda, please. But also, if you want to, you do what you want, girl. Please don't hurt me. She scared the shit out of me. When we did the Snapchat show, I couldn't get her to break.
Ever. Really?
There was no moment where you're like, oh, there it is. She's like smiling and she's not, like she was on. The second we were finally done with the whole thing, she was like, we good? And I was like, we're good. You're human. Oh my God. But the whole time she's just like, what?
I worked with her a couple years ago and we did a bit. She loves Pokemon. And she dressed up as a giant Pikachu and like worked out in the ESPN gym dressed as Pikachu.
That is so dope.
It was awesome. She was amazing to work with.
Yeah.
She was so great.
Yeah, she's cool.
She was really cool.
I'm scared of her. I
When she smiles, it lights up her
she's
face.
She's beautiful.
She looks
lovely,
like a little kid.
And like, she was dressed like a, like you wouldn't have expected. That sounds mean, but I mean it in like a, she's very polished, but acting really angry. And it was
right.
Like,
oh,
this
in the
is
Snapchat
a,
show.
Yeah. I was like, this is a very weird, dichotomy. It's a very weird dichotomy. You looking that way and being that way. I don't know.
Anyhow, that's fair.
Whatever. I like.
So you're going to watch the next one.
Probs not.
You're going to watch Backlash.
Probs not.
No.
Backlash.
Yeah.
That sounds like a.
Isn't that a Kurt Russell movie?
Isn't that Backdraft?
Oh, Backdraft. Sorry. Okay.
It's
understand
not
my confusion
backwash
there.
Either. Okay,
right.
Backlash.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. So, okay, before I get into my list, because I asked Ashley,
yes.
And I know you'll be angry if I Dop, is there any foot stuff?
Yeah, you bet what, there is. What? So here's the thing. Bill Belichick, there's
you know,
a story
Dop
that came out.
Sorry, Dop, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Did you say Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick chewed out Gronk in front of teammates for using Tom Brady's sketchy guru, right? There's a story just came out about it. I love everything about this story because it just talks about how, like, Brady is just so ridiculously insecure with himself that he has to surround himself with a guy that is just like...
Can you stop? I almost just said, can you dop? It wasn't on purpose. I hate these stories about the guru. We're not going to talk about it.
Anti-patriots or just guru?
No, it's not that. I hate everything that's like, oh, it's this shady guru who's going to bring down the whole team. Like, is the dude shady? Sure. Has he been shady forever? Yeah. But, like, everybody's got their thing that works. Everybody does their thing before before they do their job. And I think you can't argue that Tom Brady isn't amazing in an awe-inspiring way at his job. Like, at his age, what he's doing shouldn't be able to do. So, do I love the idea of his guy peddling this, or even Tom peddling this idea to other people as, like, it's the cure? No. Just like I didn't love when Russell Wilson told people if they drank his water with nanobubbles, they could cure concussions. Because that's probably not true. It worked for you, and that's cool that it works for you. But I don't know that you should always be commodifying that sort of stuff if you don't know what you're talking about. The thing is, like, let him have his guy. You
sure.
Want to switch up Tom Brady's when he's 40?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's not where I'm at.
Where are you at?
I think that if it's just Tom Brady doing TB12 by himself, that's totally fine. But when he's getting Gronk to ignore the other training staff.
So you've never had a friend who does CrossFit.
Oh, no.
Because that's...
As soon as I find that out, we are done.
You've never had the person that's like... I'm doing this thing, man. Let's get you into it. Let's get you into it. You got to come do it too, man. It's workout of the day with a hashtag. You put it on your Instagram. Like, I got like 1,200 likes on this one pic because they reposted. They did the regram.
I don't even want to be in the same room with you right now, and you're not even really that person.
You like when you find something that works for you and you think it's awesome. You tell other people and you try to get them on your stupid shit. Like,
true.
That's just natural.
You're right.
So like, someone's got to just step in and stop that from happening. And I'm gonna stop. Us from talking about this ever again. Because like I said, I have a list of stuff I'd rather talk about than that. Okay, first thing I want to talk about is the 2K League. The NBA 2K League.
Yep.
So, for those who don't know, which probably everybody, the NBA is launching or just partnered with? I do that thing where I look at Dop with a question mark on my face like he's going to provide facts or answers.
A question mark on your face.
Yeah. They're starting a video game, like an esports league, or not starting, but adopting, whatever. The official partnership is starting up. They had their draft on Wednesday. It's for people who play NBA 2K, the basketball video game. There are 17 franchises in this new 2K league that are affiliated with actual NBA teams, so like the Mavericks have a team. I don't think they're called the Mavericks, but again, who cares? Adam Silver came out and said that they're treating the 2K League as the fourth league in their family. So the NBA, the WNBA, the G League, and then 2K. So they're taking it as seriously as they take the WNBA, which I guess don't get your hopes up because it's not that seriously. I don't know. But it's interesting. So these are the things about it I found interesting. Each of the 17 teams that they have six gamers, one of whom will be each position, and then the sixth man. So they have, like, a guy who plays point guard, a guy, you know what I mean?
Okay,
why are you giving me that face?
Just keep going.
This is the weirder part.
Oh, now it gets weirder.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're going to play in custom built gaming houses, which I want to. Can I go to there? I want to live there. State of the art studios, complete with personal chefs and training tables. The Kings 2K team will play in a studio that was built inside Golden One Center, which is pretty cool, but I'm still not. They won't be playing with high-tech versions of actual NBA players as they do when they're playing the actual NBA 2K video game. They will control avatars of themselves.
Wait.
I read that in an official article on NBA.com, and I remember going, I should double-check that. That feels like somebody got worked for a bit, because what? They're playing a full team, blah, 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 blah. Each player, avatar. Okay, so they're making an avatar in my player mode. And each one has its own skills and attributes. So you can probably, like, upgrade your guy's speed, but that's going to cost you, and you won't be able to upgrade his ball handling. Like, you probably have, like, a... You can customize it. It's not you, but it's not, you know...
So can you
LeBron
go?
That was me pausing to think of a basketball player. I'm telling you, my brain sometimes just goes, goodbye. Well, I was in the middle of talking, so. LeBron James.
I feel like I've seen someone play, maybe it was Steve, play 2K, and there's like a gym where you can go practice your shooting skills or like do a bunch of challenges.
In the game.
Yeah.
And I pictured people walking into a gym and playing.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
And so you can like increase your player's abilities by practice or beating challenges or whatever.
There was only one girl in the player pool at the draft, and she went undrafted. But shout out to Wendy Fleming, a little lady, 87. Ooh, 87. What a good year.
It's
like
a
fine
year.
Wine.
I'm all in on this.
You are?
Yeah.
That is the opposite of what I thought your take was going to be.
No.
Oh, you know why? Because Dot played Fortnite for the first time and came in third.
Calm down.
Tweets about it. Oh, I played Fortnite on that game in third. Oh,
I was so excited to say that we could play. Okay.
Were you excited? Because then when Brayband was like, I'm calling bullshit. There's no way that you came in third. You were like, get better.
I did say that.
Dick.
I did.
That was rude.
It's not very polite.
People think we're so mean to Dop. That's because we're hiding how mean Dop is.
I'm not mean.
Sorry, you said you're all in on this?
Yeah. The whole esports thing is not something, like, I don't watch esports, but I love the idea of, this is something that I don't get. Younger generation obviously sits down to watch video games, and it's something that they're, like, billions of dollars are in this industry. So the fact that Adam Silver, who I think is the best commissioner of all the commissioners across all four sports, is saying, I'm going to get on this now before it's, you know,
the bar
a thing already.
Is so low on that, by the way.
Sure.
Best commissioner
of course
is like,
it is.
Is like,
yeah, LeBron James.
Oh, you totally got me there, Katie. You got
he's
me.
He's like saying he's the,
yep.
The of the sharpest butter knife. Oh, no, it's like, I don't want to, it's nap time. What all this reminds me of, you know, is Fortnite. Did you guys see there
okay.
was a story?
Hold on one second. I'm just going to put on my producer hat for one second, and I'm going to implement a
for
rule.
For the first second
first
ever.
Time. First time ever.
You're going to implement a rule?
A rule.
What's your rule?
That you get 30 seconds per podcast to talk about either Fortnite or the challenge. You have to choose one of those two.
And I get 30
you
seconds.
You get 30 seconds. So choose wisely.
Or emo music.
No.
What?
Listen,
come
listen.
On.
If you, I want her to be able to talk about the challenge. You want her to be able to talk about emo music. She wants to talk about Fortnite. We're all making sacrifices.
How am I supposed to talk about
Jeremy
Feels
like Union I am making
house?
The most sacrifice, if I'm honest. So every week, I can only talk about Fortnite, the challenge, or emo music for 30 seconds. Not each one of those for 30 seconds.
No.
I have to pick. So
yes.
Right now, I have to.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a clock?
Yep.
Can I see it?
Yeah, you bet.
I don't trust you.
Are you serious?
If you're going to make a rule, dude. You got to have everything ready. You got to get all this set. Are you good to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Hit me. Okay, so there was an article that Fortnite is making close to $2 million a day from mobile users alone, which is insane because it's not on Android yet. It's only on iPhone. So that means, and the other thing that's crazy, all the in-game purchases, God, I'm up against the clock. All the in-game purchases are just cosmetic. They don't actually get you like better stuff. You don't get better guns or anything. You're just getting like a different skin for your gun. So they're making $2 million a day. And it doesn't make any sense because if you're playing on mobile, you're playing with people who are playing on a console. And how are you playing in the same? It's so much harder.
Wow, you really got in a lot there though. Good for you.
Wasted so much time.
That was a good ruled up.
Thank you.
We're going to extend it when it's challenge talk.
That's not how this works.
The finale.
Yeah.
I know.
You didn't think this
one through.
We
don't know who wins yet, though. So I want to save it for when we know who wins. Okay. When the listeners hear this, they will know.
Yeah.
But it's Tuesday, so we can't ever talk about it until a week later anyway. It was an informed decision.
Okay.
After having a rule imposed upon me in my own podcasts live, just throwing me for a loop. I produced the whole thing this week, and you just want to just start producing right now.
Just this one second.
Great.
You can take it back.
Thank you. I don't want it back. Did everybody make every point they wanted to make? Because I don't have any more. It was all I wanted to talk about for now.
I had no points on esports.
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, next. The NHL playoffs.
Yeah!
Do I have a time limit?
Nope.
Unlimited.
Okay. Yay! So they start the 11th, question mark?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's soon. And unlike in the NBA, we know who's going to play who in the first round. So I figured, bring out an old bit on the podcast that has how many? 15 episodes? 16? An old bit from one of our old first episodes. I'm going to go through the first round of the NHL playoffs and predict them based solely on their mascot.
Yeah!
Ashley loves this bit. Oh, I forgot to write down the guy's name, but shout out to the dude that sent us first ballot Hall of Sainter t-shirt.
Yes!
Did anyone remember his write down his name?
Juan Emanuel?
Wow, that's incorrect. That is,
I feel like that's a famous
that
person.
That is a guy who played football and he made a very famous catch. Or a drop. It's Bert Emanuel.
Bert Emanuel. Bert Macklin.
Ooh,
Bert McCracken.
Okay, these are not this person's name. We're not allowed to talk about that.
Sorry.
You cheated.
Yeah, really, his own rule. So anyway, we'll look it up. But somebody sent us t-shirts that say First Ballot Hall of Sainter.
Pretty dope.
Which I thought was pretty funny. We even gave one to Dop. Okay, so here we go. First up, I have many thoughts. And you can feel free to chime in, but please just don't stand in my way.
Okay.
I have many things. We're not doing a bracket, to be clear. That's why I need to power through this. But I have the matchups work out in favor of this comedy bit. Like, you'll see as we go through. So first up, the Predators versus the Avalanche. Now, this is interesting because I was like, a Predator, problematic word. So I was like, well, I got to make sure I do. I know what their logo is, but I want to stick to the facts of what exactly a Predator is. So, but you should know when you Google Predator, the autocomplete is in my area, and you don't want to accidentally click on that because then you'll spend a couple hours getting really concerned about stuff you didn't know before, and then you're just looking over your shoulder when you're on your way to A&P, so don't do that. The mascot for the Predators actually came before the name. It's a saber-toothed tiger, but I think we all know that saber-toothed tigers became extinct in the Ice Age, which is an avalanche, and so the avalanche clearly wins.
Okay.
Okay, Avalanche. Next up, we have the Jets versus the Wild. Again, the Wild, a little bit vague. The franchise won't be specific. They just call it a wild animal, although it looks to be a cat. A lot of people have also said it's a bear. So it's either a cat or a bear. It doesn't actually matter, though. A jet is a fighter jet, which is already intimidating, but really, all it needs to have is an overhead compartment. And then they won't survive.
Oh, God. That is so terrible. I can't believe you just did that.
I don't make the facts. Unlike you, it just is true. If it's a cat, you just put it in the overhead compartment. And as we've seen, ipso facto, concordedly.
Boom.
Okay, so the Jets
are winning.
I'm writing these down. We're going to see
the
how
Jets
you did.
Win.
Jets over
oh,
Wild.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay, then we've got the Golden Knights versus the Kings. I may need some help on this one because what a perfect matchup. The Golden Knights versus the Kings. Obviously, Knights serve lords or kings. So the King is clearly in charge in this matchup. But if you think about it, the Knight does all the work.
Mm-hmm.
The Knight is the one who trains. The King may not have picked up a sword in like quite some time. He just is like, well, I used to do that, but now I do wine. Mm. And grapes. That's all. Actually, that's the same food group. So maybe you should switch in. And mutton chops. And turkey legs. And mint jelly. I don't know. It seems like a thing they used to eat back then because all their food was so stinky.
Ew.
Anyway, so it's tough because I think in an actual fight, like the Golden Knight would beat the King.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, that's called a mutiny, right?
Yes.
What? Sure.
Yes.
Or a coup. It's called a coup.
Isn't mutiny on a ship?
You're right.
Does it have to be on a ship?
Mistakes are made on the podcast. Does it have to be a ship? I think probably.
I think it does.
But a coup d'etat.
Oh, yeah.
Coup d'etat.
Is that where they...
coup d'etat. Anywho, so, but I think that at the end of the day, we're not saying if they fight each other. Or are we?
That
I
is what you're saying.
How the
yeah.
goes.
You're picking who would win in a mascot fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got to be the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Would have to be.
I agree.
Okay, so the Golden Knights.
It's like Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, good reference. Stop.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like that.
The Kingslayer.
Sure, sure. So next up, the Ducks versus yep. the Sharks.
Easy.
Remember when I said that the matchups were amazing for this bit? Like, a lot of times when we did the football ones, we were like, well, but where would they fight? In the air or on the, in the land
overhead
or in
compartment.
The sea? Yeah. Okay. If you didn't like it, don't call back to it. I'm not in charge of facts. But facts are facts. Okay, so I wish there were more to say here, but the Sharks are going to eat the Ducks.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear.
Pretty simple.
That one's, you could put all, bet the mortgage on that. Put the house on it. This is what gamblers say. These are the things that gamblers
allegedly.
Say.
Put the house on it.
Put the house, put it in your house and smoke it.
Yep.
Okay, next up, the Lightning versus the Devils. One is above.
Mm-hmm.
And one is below.
Mm.
I'll leave it to you to decide which is which. I don't know, Ashley. You look at me sometimes and I feel like I should say words. If the Devil were to take human form, that would be a weakness. Because then the Lightning would know what to strike. It could just strike him. If he doesn't, if he's just like an evil force, well then what? There's no way to know, right? Lightning strikes, I wrote. Why did I write that?
That was a snort.
I do believe that the Devil can conjure up lightning.
Oh.
Like when he puts his little pitchfork into the ground and it goes, Ksh! I'm thinking of Fantasia.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
okay.
haunted
okay.
me as a kid. I feel like they have some sort of a relationship. And I feel like in a battle of dark versus light, you know, lightning versus the Devil, dark wins, unfortunately, we've seen. I wish it were, maybe the war.
Right.
But the battle.
The battle.
Dark is certainly
wins
winning
the
battle.
I see what you're saying.
So I think I'm going to give it to the Devil. It's his year.
Yeah.
It is the year of our Devil 2018.
Real confused by all of that logic, but we're going Devils over Lightning.
So when you say logic,
yeah,
are you referring to me and the things I'm saying? Why did you,
over,
did you have something else you wanted to say?
If you do, you should say
you
it in
should
the
say
microphone.
It into the microphone. It's our first day.
I know. She's never
I'm,
done this.
I'm leaning forward to write
bring
all this.
The thing to your. That is not the priority. The podcast is the priority. Duh. I'm sorry. I had to tie my shoe.
It's the worst.
Not my Allbirds. They never come untied.
Oh, wow. We're not there yet. That's
okay.
Later.
Okay. Devils over Lightning. Keep going.
You didn't have something you wanted to say?
No.
Wow. Okay. Next up, the Bruins versus the Maple Leafs. Guys, this is a bear versus a thing that falls off a tree.
A Bruin is a bear?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Wow.
What?
I thought it was a cup
coffee?
Of coffee. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like a B-R-E-W? You?
No, Brew? I thought Bruins was a cup of coffee. I had no idea.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I did not know it was a bear, that's for sure.
You can edit this out if you want.
Wait.
He's joking.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
This is like a Stugatz. I can't tell if he's doing a bit or if he's being serious. I hope
I genuinely
it's a bit.
Thought it was... A cup of coffee. You know,
legally, I don't think I can allow you to talk on this podcast anymore.
Okay.
I mean, the things we've gotten wrong have been funny, and it's like, but he's smart. He says comfortable. Like, he must be a smart person. And now I'm worried.
Right. Right. No, I'm sure we'll get to a good spot, but I just,
okay.
Let's keep going with
what
this
one. What does
that
mean, we'll get to a good
so
spot?
So if it was a cup of coffee, you would still burn the leaf.
Yeah, the leaf
anyway,
would still lose.
Either way, the Bruins are...
I just wanted to get in there. There's a possibility that the leaf falls into the Bruins' eye. But even that would just be a momentary thing. At the end of the day, the bear is going to wipe his ass with the leaf.
Yep.
That's what. That's what they do. The more
Basically
or
that.
Charmin.
Yeah.
Either a leaf or Charmin. The strong.
Just
hand.
Breathe. Just breathe. Ashley, just.
Why is there ad copy? Why is there their thing that bears? That bears
I don't know why
use
a bear.
Toilet paper in the woods. Where are they throwing it? That's encouraging
that's
littering.
Question. That's a very good
wow. That got you
question.
Serious right away. I found out what pushes your button, and it's a littering question.
I love Charmin toilet paper.
So do I, but I also feel really guilty when I buy, or not guilty, but like shameful when I choose extra strong instead of extra soft.
No, the soft is too crunchy.
Right,
like,
but
yeah.
I feel like someone's going, you had your choice and you picked strong. Someone's getting Chipotle for lunch. Oh, like, good. I feel judged. Whereas if I got soft, they'd be like, ah, you are confirming what I think about a woman when she goes to the bathroom. Which is that it's everything is just soft and lovely. And I'm like, nah, strong. Can't have it ripping. Okay. Capitals versus Blue Jackets. Now, this one's very confusing. What is a Blue Jacket, you may ask? Well, the team started in 1997. And the franchise used to describe a Blue Jacket as basically a Yellow Jacket type insect, but with attitude.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's not.
Oh.
I think they named the team by, like, a poll of asking people what they wanted to name it. And so the name Blue Jackets officially refers to Union soldiers of the Civil War.
Oh.
Because Ohio sent more soldiers per capita than any other state.
Yeah. The Union was the good side, right?
Yes. Okay. Holy shit.
Duff, you might need a timeout today, buddy.
The other side was called the Confederacy.
Oh, yeah, those ones.
And that word may ring a bell or two about bad stuff. Dop. I know it's actually, if he wasn't seriously not knowing, it is kind of an appropriate time in history to ask that question. Which side did win? unfortunately. So if it's a battle of patriotism here, because we've got the capital, which is like the capital of the city, versus Union soldiers, I would normally say the nation's capital, because like that is the most patriotic thing. Unfortunately, it feels like at this juncture, for reasons I won't get into here on the podcast, I don't think that is... I think maybe we give it to the ones that are definitely on the right side of history. So yep. I'm going to give it to the Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets.
They're the ones doing the fighting. The Capitol is like... It's like kings versus knights.
Yeah.
All over again. The Capitol's a king. They're hanging out.
I have more to say, but I have to stick to sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, about the Capitals, I mean. Like,
right.
I could have... I was trying to steer away. I have things I could say.
No, I think we're there.
Also,
yeah.
Senators wear a lot of blue jackets.
Blue jackets over Capitals.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay, last one is Penguins versus Flyers. Fun, little known. Okay,
what
are? Actually, I don't know which one you are because you go back and forth between the.
Nope, I'm a Flyers fan.
Okay, wait a second. I thought you were a Penguins fan.
No. She's a Pirates fan.
Oh, that's right.
But everything else is Philly.
That's
are you
right.
a 76ers fan? No,
I'm not really that into basketball.
Cool,
but they're fun to watch.
Whichever team LeBron plays for is her favorite.
That's the Heat.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. The Flyer was my high school. You guys are really stepping on my bit.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. It's completely derailed. The Flyer was my high school mascot.
Oh, really?
I just wanted to get that out there. For us, it was embodied in an eagle.
Oh, that's cool.
For the Flyers, it is, it's just a wing. It's just like an orange. It's just one wing. It's not even two wings.
It's just
Isn't the red wings? They have two wings.
We've got a wheel with some wings.
Yeah. Or, yeah, maybe it's just one wing.
A wheel with a wing?
I'm just doing it for my... You say wing enough, it sounds like you're saying something.
Wing!
Wing. Wing. Roads.
Rudes.
Okay, so, luckily, it doesn't actually matter for the Flyers what flyer they are, because Penguins, flightless birds.
Can't fly.
Famously flightless birds. So, in proof that this is definitely how you should fill out your bracket, I'm picking the Flyers over the Penguins because Sidney Crosby eats mayonnaise. Okay, so that is the first round of the NHL playoffs.
I cannot wait to see
how wrong I am. Right. This is, now we're at the part where we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, when we're not, because while the East is settled, the West still up for grabs. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're not going to know till tomorrow. And so we will do the first round of the NBA playoffs next week.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Because by then, it'll still be 6 weeks before they start. But NBA playoffs just feel like they go on for so long. They probably go on the same amount of time as the NHL, but...
They're pretty close.
They're more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Especially in the earlier rounds. Okay, so we'll do that next week. So let's take a quick break in all of this news for a second. But, you know, it's time for SeatGeek. How am I going to do SeatGeek?
So I was thinking, why don't you do SeatGeek?
Someone put some thought This is what he was doing while we were talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
I was thinking, why don't you do the SeatGeek read like you're actually at a basketball game and you're trying to talk over top and explain to me what SeatGeek is while the game is going on. In fact, I might layer a bed of crowd noise underneath you while you do this. Okay. So.
So it's almost like I'm ordering like a hot dog from the Parker guy.
Yep.
Today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. No, SeatGeek. It's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every... Oh, my God! Yes! Woo! What was I... You get tickets to stuff. It's how I got these tickets. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, if you're planning a night out, or if you got to find a gift, it's really good. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. That's where I get all of Sarah's gifts and stuff. I send her to Lady Gaga or whatever. Come on, dude. This is awesome. There's nothing like seeing your favorite team in person, but you can also see music. Do you like music? Do you want to talk about that later? Yeah, you're right. This probably isn't the time or place to have this weirdly long promotional conversation, but I just want to get in a couple other points here. The SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier. Get off your knees, ref! You're blowing the game! It makes it easier. It saves you time and money. It searches multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. No, deals. Yeah, like it's good money. Yeah. And you get the most bang for your buck. That's what I'm saying. Why did I keep writing that the same thing? I feel like every time I do it, the ad copy is like just rephrasing the same sentence. So long! SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats, you know? So you won't be stuck behind, like, with an obscured view like you have in your seat, which looks like it sucks. You want to switch seats? Just kidding.
This is a hot dog guy.
Make it your go-to app. And can I also get a hot dog? Yeah, with ketchup. I'm a psychopath. Hey, but best of all, if you're still listening to me, you get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you haven't used it yet, just download SeatGeek app. Enter a promo code Nolan today. That's Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. No relish, thank you. Can I just get change for a five? Give it back. God.
That was good.
We're in an office. And whenever I'm in these moments, I forget until I'm like, oh, you're screaming. And 538 is trying to use an abacus down the hall.
They really are.
And you are really throwing off the bean counting. How can we count our beans? Okay, back to my brain. Back to the inside of my brain, which we definitely left. Is Tiki going to be pissed at us for that?
I think they're going to be great.
Okay. It'll probably be better when you put the crowd noise in.
Probably.
So you don't hear me. I think I broke the mic at one point. I screamed really loud.
Yeah, there was quite a pop.
It popped.
Oh, quite a pop.
I was very far from the mic. Yeah. So the fact that it popped is impressive.
You went all in on
it. I committed.
You committed. Yeah. That's
really
the word I was looking
for. It really made the read feel long. Anywho, Michael Cohen.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
We're going to stick to sports, though. People are tweeting at Michael Cohen, a sports writer.
Okay.
For Green Bay. Because I don't know if there may be something happening in the news to another gentleman named Michael Cohen. But so he keeps getting tweets. And it just made me think about when people get other people confused. I love this bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a guy, Jerry Sandusky, but with a G, Jerry, who's I believe still the play-by-play guy for the Ravens.
Yep.
You gotta quit.
That's unfortunate.
Or change your name. And I read an article where he was like, yeah, I could change it, meaning like him and his family. He's like, we could, but then we've just caved in to outside pressure. And then if his thesis was basically, if we don't stand in this moment, what else will we fall for? And it was like, guy, if there was a time to just go, you know what? Maybe we just don't go by Jerry Sandusky right now. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's tough.
But on a funnier, back to the funny part. You guys want to talk about Paterno? No. Has anybody famous have your name? Or have you ever been like, has anyone ever attacked you and you've been like, that's not me?
There's not she's not famous, but there's another Ashley Brabrand out there.
I'll kill her.
That is, whoa.
If you,
no, okay. Definitely not.
Sure, sure.
and she's about my age. We both married into the name within like a year of each other. And then she had a kid like a couple months before me. So there's been a lot of weird, like, I get emails from her, and Southwest sent me a flight confirmation for her.
What?
And then like someone called me about a, like a breast pump. Like, what? it was very weird.
I like, could tell by your hesitation, like she's like, gonna say something weird.
I was trying to think of a different way to say it that's not as awkward. No. But like,
that's not awkward. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not the other words that Dop always says in the podcast. Yeah. This is a natural woman's a process.
It's processes. Yeah, so there's awkward stuff that happens with her. But she seems lovely.
I met a baby.
What?
I'm sorry, I met a baby on Saturday.
Hannah had a baby.
I met Jack. He is so cute. I won't talk about this for long. He's so cute. He's so quiet.
Really?
Yeah. And he just wakes up, eats, goes right back to sleep.
That is a life.
Wakes up, eats, goes right back to sleep. That's doesn't even play great. Fortnite.
You don't? You went over your allotment.
I just said. Anyway, right. He's really cool. Shout out to Jack.
Oh, Jack.
What were we talking about? Oh, people with names. So she's like haunting your life.
A little bit, yeah. Just on the periphery.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
There was a, before me, there was a Katie Nolan, may she rest in the most peace. She died on Mount Hood. Remember when those hikers got stuck in a avalanche blizzard?
Yeah.
Are you Googling it?
No.
Of course not. Why would you do that?
What should we Google? Katie Nolan died?
Mount Hood. No, you shouldn't Google. Now if you type Katie Nolan, it says bikini is the first. And then feet is like third on the list.
What?
Yeah. People like feet and they're not afraid to talk about it. But anyway, she died. May she rest in. She gone. She's dead. feels meaner when it's not Mother Teresa. Somehow.
For some reason.
But yeah, so that was my, I had to beat her in Googleness.
Oh.
But then last year I found a young woman named Katie Nolan who played college basketball and she was crushing it. So we did a bit about her on Garbage Time because it was like,
that's
you
guys awesome.
Should vote Katie Nolan for the All-Star or the MVP or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we played a really fun game called Same Name Game on my show and I really liked that. It had a really good graphic. It had flames.
Ooh, flames are cool.
I'm getting caught up in thinking about Garbage Time. Whenever I do that, it's just a long wormhole, rabbit hole that I go down and I think about it in happy thoughts. But there was also a Katie Nolan that went to, I'd never met a Katie Nolan in my life, but then I went to Hofstra and there was a girl like two or three years ahead of me named Katie Nolan.
Really?
So when people were like, oh, I'm going to hang out with Katie Nolan, which weren't that many people. People were like, oh yeah, I know her. Like, meh, 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 meh. Then they had like preconceived thoughts. It was about that other person. I never met her.
Didn't everyone at Hofstra call you Charlie?
So that was like, it started out with people at Hofstra, but then those people, it's hard to tell the story without telling it the right from the beginning and it's long, but I dated a guy in a band. And so he went to college for like our first semester. We were there together and like all of my friends were either in that band or like, hung out with the guys and then they left to go on tour.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so they didn't go to, so my Hofstra friends are very different from my college friends, if that makes any sense.
That does actually make sense to my
head. Like the kids who actually went to Hofstra met, okay. That was when we, when he cheated on me and we broke up in like sophomore, junior year or whatever. Dick. And then I, well, it's still alleged. Who cares what he thinks? It's my podcast. He cheated on me. And so then like junior year, I started like participating in actual Hofstra stuff and meeting Hofstra people. So those are my Hofstra friends.
So they knew you as Katie Nolan.
Yeah, that nobody there knew me as Charlie.
Got it.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Same name.
Nobody has my name.
Same name.
Ever. Although I will say I found a picture of my mom when she was in third grade in the newspaper, and one of the kids in her classes was named Daniel Dopp.
Weird.
Which is weird. But I don't
This is like Back to the Future. You went back and had to sleep with your mom?
Is this like a fringe thing? Yeah, I don't know.
No, Back to the Future.
Oh, it's Back to the Future. Franchise. No, I get it. Right, okay.
Is that like a French thing? Yes, it's an obscure reference to the television program Fringe.
And I know Back to the Future.
Next story.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a fun one. So Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis got arrested for making a joke at an airport.
Oh, yeah.
So it was at LAX on Sunday. He was at the ticket counter. they asked him about his luggage, and he, the article said, Davis inexplicably looked at the woman he was traveling with. But if you're ever a woman who's traveled with a romantic interest, you know that look of like, he's going to do a bit, and I hate the bit. And he goes, did you remember to pack the explosives?
Oh, Trevor.
She replied, no. And she was like, stop, no. And he goes, just kidding, but it was too late. So he got arrested. You could say that joke bombed.
Hey-o!
But you could not say that at an airport.
No, you could not say that at an airport.
The most frustrating thing about this is I think they were going to Hawaii.
Yeah,
could you imagine if you were that woman?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
You're detained now. You can't go. You're like,
Here's a question though. Do you think that had she played along and been like, yeah, totally. God, he's always doing these jokes. Like, had she like brought the ticket counter lady into the like,
don't blame her.
I'm not blaming her. No. I'm asking if you think that would help because I'm asking to prepare myself for when inevitably I'm dating the asshole who makes the joke about bombs.
I think
how
what
do
happens,
you spin that if you're that woman?
You let him get arrested, and then you still go to Hawaii spend your vacation there doing what you want to do.
I wonder if she got on the... Well, he said, did you remember? But he made her complicit.
Yeah, he brought her in.
Yeah,
that's so messed up.
It's but really funny. I just enjoyed an athlete getting arrested for something we can all go, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, we don't have to worry. There's no underlying weird thing. There's no, like, sounds funny, but it's actually really scary and an issue of, this is just like, you told a bomb joke at an airport.
Yeah, people do dumb stuff when they travel all the time, I can't think of anything.
Why do you always want to bring this up?
This is weird.
Did you just have to know this story?
I think I know this story.
That I forgot to book a flight home from Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Oh, wait. Yeah. I heard that.
Didn't we talk about it on the podcast already?
Probably.
I don't know.
I forgot to do it. I've never had to book my own travel before. Concur is a very difficult tool. And someone, the person in charge of telling me when I need to be places, you could say her name was Smashley Smaysand. She was like, look, we may need you to go to LA straight from the Super Bowl. So I was like, since I don't know how to use Concur, maybe I just won't book my return flight. And then if I got to go to LA, I'll just book that. And then I forgot to ever
follow up.
Book a return flight until the Monday after the Super Bowl. The night of the Super Bowl. She texted me, said, when are you going to the airport? And I was like, well, let me check. And then I was like, I am not. His flights are like $5,000 to get home. But my friend lives in Minnesota, so I got to hang out with her. Shout out to Emily.
Ooh, Emily's a good name
for the younger age.
Emily's good.
She is younger, Emily.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it her?
No. Oh, well, no. She lives in Minnesota. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
University of Minnesota.
Well, that's not where she went. She's not that young. She's out of school. Anyway, is anyone still listening? Okay, the next thing on my list is stupid.
Yay!
Do you have words that you, when you go to say them out, like you know how to spell them, you know what they mean, but if you were, let's say, like reading in class, remember when you used to have to read out loud in class, you would like pause before you say it because you're not sure you know how to pronounce it.
Oh.
Like, I have a couple that are, like, common words that whenever I get to them, I'm like, gonna take a chance.
Like what?
Like, the simplest word that I always pause before I say is libel.
Really?
Because it looks like libel, and libel sounds like liable, which is a completely different word.
Right. Mm.
So I always, it's just I get in my head about it. So sure. I say libel. I pause. I get it right. But there is one word I don't know how to say out loud. I'm going to write it down and pass it to you.
Oh, wow.
You say. I saw it in an article the other day. It always makes you feel dumb because, I don't know if this is how everybody does it. When I'm reading an article, I think I'm reading it out loud in my head. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
Like I'm reading it to myself almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So whenever I stop and I'm like, what? And then I'm like, why am I'm not even qualified to read this article. And that's not a good feeling. This podcast is good at letting people feel stupid or better about feeling stupid.
I feel better all the time on this podcast.
Here you go, Ashley. That's the word that I have trouble with.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? Pass it to Dop if you don't want to try.
No,
you know it?
I I think so.
Nope.
Yes.
I will let Ashley say it.
I think it's
indefatigable.
No, I think it's indefatigable.
Indefatigable?
I think so, but I'm not 100%. It's one of the two. That's a long word. I was thinking of like, I never know how to say niche or niche.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you could say it either way. You can say niche.
But one of them's got to be right.
Well, one is like the French way, which is, it comes from a French word. So one is like a French person would say niche, but we're supposed to Americanize it, which is like niche. You got to find your niche. Okay. But I still say niche.
I like niche.
Yeah.
I usually just do like a hand gesture so people, I'm like, it's a niche. And I say it like Italian.
Why do you do that?
Is everyone's hand gesture this though? This is like the.
Hold on. I have a couple others. Doc, do you have any?
I have one.
You're not supposed to say them. That's the point. You're supposed to write it down.
Right. I guess I'll write it down while we do this. This is
good audio content.
I was just going to say that.
Keep talking, but I'm just writing these down.
The hard part is when you get to words like that, I just inevitably am going to sound like an idiot.
Vegetables. We're passing notes around the studio.
Oh, yours are.
Ooh, annals.
I know it is.
Yeah,
but I always pause.
The annals of history.
I think this one's Schadenfreude.
I think there's a duh at the end. Schadenfreude.
Yours are very complicated.
Yeah, these are serious words.
Libel was my first one. Libel.
You really suckered us in with libel. What? I thought it was going to get easy.
You need my pen.
Yeah,
like, what is he pointing at?
All right. So I have two words. I'm going to give one to each of you.
Give me the easy one.
Oh, God. Okay. Colloquialism. I like that word.
Anemone.
Anemone, like a sea anemone.
Like
yeah.
But
like
I always
from like Finding Nemo. Yeah.
I know, but I always say it backwards. I always say anemone. I just get tongue-tied
with
it.
That's me with cinnamon and synonym.
Synonym.
Cinnamon and synonym.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a huge accomplishment for me. I used to have trouble with the word inimitable, but then it's in a Hamilton song, and he says, I am inimitable, and it makes it so much easier for me now. Now I never will have that problem again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Cool. So that bit didn't work, but I just wanted to know if there were words that you had, I don't know. I feel like you reach a certain age, you're supposed to just not know how to say things out loud.
Mm.
And I just had a moment where I was like, maybe this is something the world feels, and I can make them feel less alone by admitting that I, Katie Nolan, don't know if it's Schadenfreude or Schadenfreude or Schudenfruity. Schudenfruden. Oh, Rudin. Schudenfruden.
It's the same clap structure every song. It's never different.
Schudenfruden. Oh, Rudin. Schudenfruden. Oh, Rudin. Wop, bop, a doo dop, a wop, bam, boom. What's happening?
You guys are so dumb.
He made fun of your clap, which, first
and then
of
he
all,
did it.
I like that your clap isn't
okay.
The, like...
Okay.
You were doing the...
Yeah.
I like that.
Switching up a
and
bit.
Then he did it, because he wanted
to be a
part of it.
I wanted to be
it.
A part of what
oh,
was
what
going
you're doing
on.
Is so stupid. Is it two than one? Is it one than two?
All right.
Is it two than one or one than two? Okay. Pope Francis.
Oh, mm-hmm.
This
okay.
is an old headline, but so Twitter added a thing on mobile where you can bookmark tweets now. So normally when I want to save something to talk about in the podcast, I would hit this little button and I could save it to a note in my phone. But then I saw they got this new thing called bookmark. So I was hitting bookmark for a month. And then I'm like, you know what I've never done? Gone back and checked the bookmarks. And they're not easy to find. And so I just found them. And so I just wanted to talk about this.
About Pope Francis?
About the Pope. On our church podcast, Pope Francis, dope Pope,
first ballot Hall of Sainter.
First ballot Hall of Sainter. Has not watched television since 1990 when he made a promise to the Virgin Mary that he wouldn't.
Oh.
What?
To which the Virgin Mary was like, you won't watch what now? I don't. Is this the frankincense or the myrrh? Nobody brought her like a 60-inch.
That's so sad.
He doesn't think it's funny.
No, because I'm just thinking about how he never got to see Doug or Home Improvement or anything like that.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. Because you were genuinely sad.
Oh, you don't even need me anymore.
I can't choose. It's really hard to do that at the same time. I'm proud of myself for doing that. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be keeping us in line. I'm not. Yep. What else have we learned about him? There's a whole bottom of this article that says, what have we learned? Francis doesn't care much for selfies, but tolerates posing for them because that's what kids these days do. They also do whippets, Francis. Gonna join him for that? He hasn't watched television since June 15th of 1990.
He remembers the day?
What happened that day?
I'm
like, what show,
in.
Like, he just needed to finish, you know, he just needed to finish.
He's like, okay, tomorrow.
He just needed to finish Frasier. And then he was like, okay, I swear, after this.
It looks like there was both a Twin Peaks episode and an Arsenio Hall episode on that day.
I wonder which one put him over the edge. I bet it was Twin Peaks. Was it season two? Season two really runs you dry.
It was season two, yep.
Yeah. Was it around like the third or fourth episode when you're like, I don't think I'm into this anymore?
You know what, Katie? The internet's really hard to figure out right now. Sorry.
It's also a take that's going to probably get me a bunch of shit, so you can feel free to edit it out or leave it in. Somebody tweeted today that their favorite thing about the podcast is when I ask you to edit stuff out and you just leave it in. And I was like, gee, mine too. he likes, I don't care about that. He has a temper, admits to having an authoritative bent, and has been known to curse like a sailor.
What?
I didn't know that was allowed. What the f***? My whole childhood was like, Jesus can hear you. I'm like, first of all, there's more important stuff for him to be listening to. Second of all, we should talk about where I stand on this person. But third of all, why would he give a shit? And now I know he doesn't give a shit.
He likes you just the way you are.
You just curse? Well, that's debatable. I probably have some things he's not a fan of. Or she.
Oh, gosh. There's been a lot of snorting on this
there
podcast.
Has been.
Before it and during it.
Kidding.
That was just a joke.
Wow, that was.
God likes me how I am.
That was a Trevor.
Jesus loves me.
That was a Trevor thing right there.
Whoa.
Stop it. You guys are terrible people.
Okay. Wait, I have another fact about the Pope. Pope facts. Can we get a sound drop? Pope facts. Or Pope facts. It's a Pope fact. I said that one. Pope fact. He rises at 4:30 a.m., takes a siesta after lunch, and is asleep by 10 p.m. Pope fact.
What's a siesta? Isn't that a party?
A little nap.
I thought a siesta was a party.
It's a midday nap.
It's a fiesta.
Oh, God. He has a party after lunch. He gets a little faded.
I made it another
and
day,
that's
guys.
That's why he's asleep by 10. Because he's already drunk by 6. Because he had that fiesta. rises at 4:30. So the Pope and I are like ships passing in the night. Ew. Pope fact. He eats his... Nope. He heats his own food in the Vatican Hotel dining room microwave.
What?
I don't know. You seem like you should be able to have somebody do that for you.
They could probably also just throw it in the oven. Like if you're having someone do it for you rather than use the microwave.
Also, where are you getting the food from? What are you heating? You get catered?
He brought it from home.
Is it Vatican? That is his home. Right? Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he lives in the Vatican.
In the hotel? I shouldn't follow up any. We should. I think Pope
and
Facts.
And that concludes Pope Facts.
I don't think Pope Facts lives on in a bit. I think that's the end of. May it rest in the most peace. That's the end of Pope Facts. I also think that's probably the end. Are we at like an hour?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Okay, should we do one last ad read?
Yeah.
I just need some motivation.
Ooh, can I do this one?
Sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You guys don't know that Katie was in the middle of drinking, so I was trying to save Ashley from drowning.
Oh, God. Woo! Woo!
Okay, Katie.
I brought Tim Tams to the podcast today, and I'm just staring at them. That's why I called you guys Tim Tams at the beginning. My friend Inez from Australia sent them to me for my birthday, which, yes, was 3 months ago, but she sent them by sea, which I guess is an option, and so it took forever, but they're still delicious. I brought them, and I'm regretting it because I have not stopped staring at them since we... Go ahead.
I just keep eating them.
How am I doing it?
Okay, I would like you to do an ad read for Allbirds with the situation that you just went on a hike. It was kind of hard, but you've reached the peak of the mountain you were hiking and you're tired, but this view is so amazing. It has changed you emotionally. Action.
Sorry, what was the word you said? I went on a what?
A hike.
A what?
A hard walk.
You walked outside. In your Allbirds.
On purpose?
Yeah, yes. In your Allbirds.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. Up to the top of a mountain.
Yeah. It was a challenging hike, but the view.
I don't think you can do an ad read dead, but I will try.
Rest in peace, the Kitty Nolan.
Most peace. What, do you hate me? So this is me having walked up a mountain.
Yeah, correct? So you walked up a mountain.
It's really the view. The view is so beautiful.
I don't think it's the view. I think it's like, I'm not going to be able to breathe.
You know what? You interpret it how you will.
How about, okay, so halfway through, I'm going to realize the view. But I'm not. It's not what I'm focused on at the moment.
All right, that's fair.
Oh, Allbirds wool runners are comfy shoes made from sheep. Made from sheep. Nope. Good. We're good. Made from sheep. They sent Ashley Dopp and I each a pair of wool runners, and they're very cozy. They're like magic little sheep hugging onto my feet. They're designed simply with no unnecessary logos, and you can wear them to work or to play in the office or out on the town. My back is killing me. Am I supposed to be bleeding from there? Is that my blood? They come in a bunch of classic and limited edition colors, and oh my god, the view! Wow. I mean, you just won't feel good in the shoes. You also can feel good about them, because Allbirds New Zealand Merino wool requires 60% less energy to produce than typical synthetic materials used in shoes. That's more than half, folks. And right at sunset. I started this hike at sunrise. I am bad at walking. Does anybody have water? No, you all went home? Well, Allbirds is on a mission to prove that comfort, style, and sustainability don't have to be mutually exclusive. So go to allbirds.com and find yourself a pair of soft, cozy, comfy shoes made from sheep that you can wear on the couch. Wait, made from sheep?
Yeah.
The wool runner from Allbirds. I got lightheaded from breathing. I had to stop. The good thing for that sunset, because I was like, shh, I'm breathing. How does that make sense? If you breathe too much, you get lightheaded. That happens to me at the doctor when they put the stethoscope on you and they say, breathe in, deep breath in and out. And then they just move the stethoscope and you're supposed to do it right away. And you're like, I'm not ready. I'm just starting to breathe out. So then you're like, ooh, ooh. And then you start to get lightheaded. I had another thought before we get to a voicemail. I have one more thought. I had this thought this week because I had to get blood drawn, because I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I'll check and then I'll let you know if you have to edit it out.
Sure, okay.
You'll just bleep out what I'm about to say. But I'm doing another episode of Drunk History.
Yes.
And they make you go to the doctor and you get blood drawn and you have to get your vitals taken and all that. And I realize the worst part about being deathly afraid of needles, which I am, is that every time a doctor tries to measure your vitals, you're having a panic attack because you know you're about to get your blood drawn. So they'll take my blood pressure and they're like, seems a little low. I'm like, that's because I'm about to pass out. Or they're like, oh, your heart rate is really high. I'm like, because it's in my throat. I see the needle. I know what's happening here. It's like, I don't think anyone's ever really known what my blood pressure or heart rate is, because I'm always freaked out about the next step, which is when you're going to take the blood out of my body and give it to someone else. Stop doing that. Remember when you were little and they would prick your finger and you were like, that was easy. What the fuck happened to that? I feel like when you're a kid, that's when they should be really studying your blood, get to know you as a person. But now that I'm an adult, you should know the basics.
You just
need to see if there's any...
Yeah.
Like AIDS in there or whatever it is. What are they looking for?
I don't know. Triglycerides?
Check the platelets.
Platelets.
How many platelets do you need? Is this a full-service restaurant? I just don't like it. Why do they need all of my blood now? I'm getting up there in age. Who knows how long this blood's going to stick around? I'd like to keep it. I just did that like Seinfeld.
Yeah, you did.
Who knows how long that blood's going to stick around? What's the deal with doctors? Anyway, are we done? No, we have a voicemail.
Yeah.
In my script, it says that the last voicemail you have a surprise for us?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I'm really hesitant.
Big surprise.
To let you.
Really big surprise.
I don't love it already. I'm already a good feeling.
Surprise? You guys are really going to love this.
I'm on edge about it.
No, listen. You've been able to trust me about almost everything else we've done in this podcast.
That is false.
Trust me on this
one. Nothing's ever been more false.
You are really going to love this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Katie. This is Devin from The Challenge.
What?
What's the deal with all the animosity? What have I ever done to you? Rick! Love the podcast. See you guys.
Nah. Can you play it again?
Yep.
Hey, Katie. This is Devin from The Challenge. What's the deal with all the animosity?
Like, is that an impersonation?
What have I ever done to you?
Because...
Rick!
Wait, this part.
Love the podcast.
That's not
See you guys.
That's not Devin.
It's not Devin.
I don't think it's Devin.
I got so excited when it was Devin from The Challenge.
Did you watch The Challenge?
No, you guys love that show, though. I thought I was doing a good thing for you guys.
Right after you gave me a 30-second limit on my ability to talk about either The Challenge or
that's just called good content.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I would love to talk more about, but I can talk about the fact that I don't think that's him.
You can't talk about that. I'll let you do that.
What was
it? Really wasn't him?
Do you know what the area code was?
I don't off the top of my head, but I can look by the time that you're here.
He's from Massachusetts, so. But who knows where he lives now?
Right. Most people keep their.
Make that challenge money.
Or not if you don't win.
Thank God.
Devin.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's an impersonation of him because I can't see if he's wearing a t-shirt that's three sizes too big. And that's the key part of impersonating Devin. Does he do that high-pitched, like, what is it all about? Does he do that a lot?
I don't think so.
You know what? I don't remember because Devin is so unmemorable.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry because I just realized as I was saying that I was going to say, Devin, if that was you, call back and leave a piece of identifying information. Derek liked a tweet.
Oh! What, one of yours?
It's where my life's at. That's my crowning achievement. Derek, somebody was like, oh, I knew Katie liked, I didn't know Katie liked the challenge. And
did they
Derek,
do that with their shoulders?
Yeah,
they?
Sure. Okay. And he liked it. No, but
that's
nothing
cool.
From bananas, though. Nothing. Mm. It's rude.
Area code was 718, which is a New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten
bananas
Island.
Bananas in the finale, criminally underused.
Well, hold on. Can we save this 30 seconds?
I thought we weren't talking about it. I thought I gave you 30 seconds
I didn't,
before.
So normally when there's a ref that imposes a rule, if somebody breaks it, they do something about it.
Me,
you didn't seem like you were
going to
do anything about it.
What area code you asked
so
for.
So I was going to try to get it in.
Wow.
If you're going to be lax about it,
yeah,
if
sure.
You're going to not measure the air pressure within the balls until all of a sudden you care about how
right.
much air pressure
well,
is
Well, now I care about
how
much
you're going to use two different gauges, and then all of a sudden
balls.
You're like, this is the most important rule, but really we didn't even uphold it before you broke it.
Well, I'm upholding it now.
Well, okay. So I will fear your wrath.
Criminally underused.
Criminal? A car?
Okay,
a
come on
blackjack
now.
Dealer?
That's blatant in front of my face.
Okay, guys, that's it for this week's edition of Sports.
Lots of question marks.
Sports. Wait, sports?
Sports.
Wow.
That was good. That was a good one.
I'll just do this while you say goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Feel free to do it again later. Who knows? Maybe this podcast ages like a five. Okay, please stop. I can't. Thank you guys for listening. I know it was a tough one, but didn't it almost feel like you were hanging out with us? Whether or not you judged that to be a good or bad thing, we'll leave up to you. But I think it felt like we were all just hanging out, looking at Tim Tams. Shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek, Hotel Tonight, and Allbirds. Shout out to you for rating and reviewing the podcast if you like it, and for instead taking a nap if you didn't like it.
A fiesta.
Those are your options. If you love it, write a review. If you didn't like it, fiesta. Fiesta, fiesta. Reviews like, Katie can watch Star Wars whenever she wants. Don't pressure her! From Obi-Wan Jacoby.
Stop it. That's so good.
I enjoyed that. Cool. Remember, you only have to push the fifth star. Did you try it yet, Ash?
No, I actually haven't.
Yeah, you just gotta push the fifth star, okay. And then you have to push, you have to type like, I don't know, type like, Katie, the best ever, and I, you know, she won an Emmy, and this is really cool, and I hope she gets her own show soon that isn't just a podcast, although to be clear, I also love the podcast, and then you push submit.
Okay.
And you'll see, it's five stars.
Okay, take notes.
Cool. Leave us a voicemail, 860-506-5571. Save it in your phone under Katie or DOP, but the goal is to get you to call.
Okay.
Save it under Katie.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Did I get everything?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, say goodbye, Doc.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye, love you, Mina. And we're out.
Simply Safe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade, enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with Simply Safe. If there's a break-in, Simply Safe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With Simply Safe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, Simply Safe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or Simply Safe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplysafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplysafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplysafe.com/Nolan.